Blog Talk Radio.
Let these grooves sink in, folks. Let it sink in. It's Monday again. Major League Baseball, full effect. Sun's out. It's hot. A lot of winners on those diamonds. Welcome to the show, folks. Long Shots Radio, Monday Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. What a roller coaster of a week, but we ended up on a scream machine on Sunday with a 3-0 sweep of the card. We have a lot to look back on over this past week on what we did right, what we did wrong, and how we finished up the week and certainly made corrections. Saturday, we took a beating on the base pass, and it was very easily could have been a monster cashing day, and it turned into just the opposite. We're going to go over each and every one of those games that we had on Saturday and on Sunday. And, of course, my favorite part, it's Monday. It's not a night show. It's not a primetime show, so we can look at all of those games tonight. I do have a few games mapped out that I do want to take a look at and let you guys know what kind of angles we're looking at. Have not fired on any cards. Just for the simple fact is we like to wait for those starting lineups to appear somewhere around 2:30 between, actually around maybe 2:30 and 4:30 in the afternoon to make our final decisions. But the card looks pretty good tonight. It's a huge, huge interleague battles today throughout the card, which is great. So it's going to give some options where some pitchers, you know, have never seen the other team and the hitters haven't seen the pitcher. So some really good angles on interleague play, which is going to take place. And we're going to take full advantage of it. We have a couple of dog plays that have been circled, as well as a few favorites mixed in. But we're going to get back to the basics as we did on Sunday with our sweep. We finished the week overall. We had 19 plays over 7 days, and we finished at an 11-8 number. Could have been a monster week the way we started off, but we stumbled and bruised ourselves on Saturday. But the sign of a champion is how you respond to adversity there. You get back, you hit the books hard, you study, you know exactly what you're looking for, and you go out and you take it. And that's what we did yesterday with a 3-0 sweep. So, again, we're going to review exactly in those games what happened, what took place. But first of all, folks, welcome again to the show. It's Monday. It's my favorite show of the week. We also do another show on Thursday night, 8 p.m., primetime edition. But Monday is just based on what's going to take place tonight, as well as what happened over the weekend. We're going to take a look at some angles and certainly go over some good baseball information. Long Shots Radio, Monday Major League Baseball edition today. Welcome, Guy Sports Talk Radio. It's what we talk about. It's baseball season right now, so that's primarily what we're going to talk about. Obviously, as the season shifts into football and college basketball, a lot more of that talk will go on. But today, we are going to focus on baseball and baseball itself. Down the line, as you know, we're eventually going to take phone calls. It's 2 shows so far for the week. And again, we want to make that into 4 and 5 shows and certainly do them at different times to give a different aspect. And of course, for the listeners out there that maybe you're working on Monday at noon, you can't hear the show. That's why we do a show on Thursday night for prime time, but it seems to work really, really well. This is what we do for 11. We gamble and build that bankroll the right way. It's been a lot of fun. It's my passion. It's what I do. And certainly anything we can do to help the public out is what we're all about. Recap on what happens during the week. Of course, that's what's going to happen on today's show. What's going on in future impact, i.e., we're going to cap those games tonight and take a look at some situations that you might want to keep an eye on. Gambling tips is what the show is about, what we look for, why is the line moving. Public versus Vegas, always a key indicator. You hear me on every single show. Football season, use Joe Public to your advantage. Baseball season, seems to me 50-50 at best. You know, somebody really steams a game up high, gets beat. Somebody steams a game low, it gets rocked the other way. Steam means absolutely nothing in the betting industry in baseball season. The only way that steam is dropping, let's just say from 175 down to 110, is because the pitcher's arm fell off in pregame warmups. That's it. I mean, steam in baseball, you can't predict. You try to visualize of how a pitcher's going to pitch to certain batters, but you can't really get it. These are all major league and professional players. So once again, if you see steam going in one direction, don't worry about it. Case in point, i.e. yesterday, Chris Kluber's on the mound. I believe he opened up somewhere around first five innings wager, 135 to 140, steamed all the way up to around 170, and Detroit cleaned their clocks yesterday. So don't worry about steam. If you like your number, fire on it. I can't stress that enough. In football season, you have an entire week to gauge where the public is going on the point spread, and chances are in football, the public is wrong. But in baseball season, forget the steam. It's 50-50. Take a quarter out of your pocket and flip it. If you see a number running one way, boy, it feels great when you got the better number, but it doesn't matter unless the play wins. Always, always keep that in aspect there. About myself, been in the game for over 20 years, selling online for 3 years with my site, rightsidevalueplays.com, and also while we're here at teamtrendbetting.com. And it's been a fun ride. It's very easy and accessible. Both sites there, both professionally done. You can catch me on Twitter at RightsideVP or on Facebook at Donnie Rightside. Anything you have, any topic in sports, you know me. The game's on. I'm probably live tweeting it. Even last night with the NBA weighing in on some things, which were very interesting. You know me. I do not bet the NBA, but I do enjoy a good sporting event, especially at championship levels. With what Steph and LeBron did last night, it was quite entertaining, but it did feel nice after a nice sweep 3-0. Just to sit back, relax, and watch a game with no pressure always feels good. Stanley Cup Final Game 6 is tonight as well. That should be a good one. I did have a rooting interest of the Tampa Bay Lightning, just to pick a side there. The Blackhawks seem like they're damn near winning the series every year. And also they knocked my Flyers out in 2010 in Game 6 at the Wells Fargo Center. So, hey, maybe Tampa Bay can get one done tonight. But I really would just like to see it go a Game 7. And if anything possible, we can get an overtime Game 7 in hockey. That would be sensational. But once again, folks, this is Long Shots Radio, Monday Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Rightside. Let's get some bill paying out of the way. The reason why we're here, folks, the reason why I do the show, it's for trendbetting.com. It's a fantastic website. If you have not been there yet, go to the website, trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Prices are cheap and affordable. We have something for everybody on the website. If you like to bet favorites, if you like to bet underdogs, you know, if you like to take different sort of sporting events, golf, soccer, hockey, MMA, football, college basketball, NBA, you name it, we have it here at trendbetting.com. 2 years ago, I met Lucky Lance Williams online. We spoke for a long time before we decided to team up. I've been down with Trend Betting and Lance since day one, since he expanded. I believe in the process. I believe in winners, but I also believe in integrity. You have to win the right way, and you also have to lose the right way for the public to gain your trust. You see me on Twitter all the time. I'm updated on monitors. I'm updated on the website every day. When we win, we tell you about it, but it's almost even more importantly when you lose to tell you about it. We got stomped on Saturday. I posted every single win and loss on Saturday, as I always do. We cruised on Sunday. Posted every win yesterday, as I always do. If you win some, you lose some. There's no question about it, but it's about long-term sustained success, and it's about doing it the right way. There's no shell game involved. As you see me, I'm on two websites, my own site, rightsidevalueplays.com and trendbetting.com. Same exact plays go out on both websites. There's no shell game. That's not what we're about, folks, at Trend Betting. It's winning with integrity, and it's doing the right way. The roster is complete, and again, something for everybody. Lucky Lance Williams, myself, Donnie Rightside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry. If you haven't seen Travis on the monitors there, especially monitorsportspick.com, he is smoking and on fire. And, of course, over the last 30 days, Lucky Lance Williams is just ahead of him as well. So these guys are putting in real work right now. You certainly want to capitalize on it. If you haven't seen MMAJ, Saturday he destroyed that UFC card. I mean, absolutely destroyed it, putting a ton of money in people's pockets, including myself. I don't cap UFC. I don't particularly like to watch a lot of UFC, but I know what I like, and that's money. And Jay provided that on Saturday night, and that's the bottom line. If you can win, I want to be on that team, and you should do the same as well. Jeff Brandeis, I know early in the week, did set out his retirement there, send off after a beautiful Triple Crown win. Jeff will still be a contributor with the site, but certainly taking it a little bit easy to get all his health checked in order. The Saffinator, Frank Buzz, as well as Playoff with Perks, Brian Perks. That is the team at trendbetting.com. It's a wonderful, wonderful team, very easy and accessible there. Reach out to us on Twitter and Facebook. We're always open for open engagement and dialogues there. It's a lot of fun. And once again, folks, we do this for a living, but it's also a lot of fun. It's a passion that we have, and we certainly like to use that and bring it to the public's attention. All right, folks, we've got about 20 minutes left in the show. It's always a quick 30-minute sprint. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side, recap Saturday and Sunday, and then jump right in to some interesting bits of information for baseball later on today. Folks, this is Long Shots Radio, Major League Baseball Edition Monday with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hold on, folks. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the Experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at TrendBetting.com to work for you. Go to TrendBetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the Experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, TrendBetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Monday, Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's get into the nuts and bolts and recap how this roller coaster went about and how we corrected ourselves to get back on the right side. Starting out on Saturday, there was a couple plays that we immediately locked in on early. Now, what has been working for us a little bit earlier in the season doesn't seem to be adjusting when taking a favorite. Now, I'm going to explain that to you in just a few moments. We do pick on the first five. As I said, when you see my plays out there and you see me talk about it, we bet in a vacuum. I want to know exactly what's going on in the game to place a wager down. I don't care about a bullpen matchup. I don't care about a closer who doesn't care about pitching that night. I don't care about bringing in a closer in the eighth inning when he doesn't pitch the eighth inning and he just walks three straight batters. I don't care about that. Don't give me Miguel Cabrera at the plate and a right-hander who neutralizes him. I don't really care about that. I want to see starting pitcher versus starting batter. Let's go five innings and make the best man win in that situation. We've been very successful with that, and we will continue to pound that as we go down the road. Now, on Saturday, we did make a correction after the game, and we won't do it much again. betting a first five game money line is fine. Doesn't matter if you're the dog or if you're the favorite. Betting that money line, regardless of juice, minus 200 or less, is what we want to tee off on. Now, you saw on, I believe it was Saturday with Garrett Cole, he was minus 270 on the money line. Now, did he win? Yes. He won 4-2 at the end of six innings. There wasn't even really a tough stretcher. I believe the Phillies might have even scored first, but the Pirates came back and just batted them around and fairly easily stress-free first five. But don't consider that a very good wager at minus 265 on the money line, because the risk is just not worth the reward on that end of it. So, I mean, we'll take a look at that a little line, but we're going to stick with minus 200 in less. But let's go again on Saturday. Taking minus half on the run line for Major League Baseball the rest of the way, that's going to be completely off the card for us. We've taken too many losses this year that should have been pushes just because the teams ended up tied after five, trying to get that juice down to, like, you know, minus 105 or minus 110. But it doesn't matter. If you lose the game, it doesn't matter what the juice is to me anyway, because you didn't have a chance at winning that game. And we're going to win more times, or win and push more times than we do losing on those negative or run line minus a half of a run. So those are no longer going to be part of the equation. We dabbled in that a little bit, and the results aren't worth the rewards there. So we're going to back away from those plays, and that was one correction that was made on Saturday. Also, taking with a team that doesn't have a power pitcher or an out pitch, so to speak. We got burned on that, and I mean burned on Saturday, with soft, weak pitchers who have to make that perfect pitch to get a strikeout in a key instance. Now, yesterday, we corrected it on Sunday, and I'm going to go over that in just a few moments. But let's take a look at the games that we went with on Saturday. The only win that we had was the Chicago Cubs on Saturday. Hendricks was fantastic. A 3-1 win over the hapless, I'd like to say now, Cincinnati Reds. They're so banged up at this point that they struggled. I mean, it's Joey Votto and the Todd Frazier show. Maybe Billy Hamilton gets on base, but other than that, they're just a bunch of Punch and Judy hitters at the plate, and we took advantage of that for a nice 3-1 win on Saturday. Now, let's get to the stuff that was extremely frustrating. In no particular order is the way the games ended up in chronological order there. Zach Greinke and Ian Kennedy on that game. We had Dodgers, I believe it was minus 115 at minus a half of a run. Dodgers got down 1-0 right off the bat. Solo blast in the second inning tied it at one. They couldn't cross over that, so it was a 1-1 push technically at the end of five, but we had the run line and we took a loss. Greinke was fantastic. They just couldn't hit that gas can Kennedy, and it does happen every once in a while. That's a pretty big ballpark, but you know, we didn't really have a great shot at winning that game since the Dodgers didn't bring their bats. Next game, which was really upsetting, was Pelfrey versus Lewis with Minnesota and Texas. Minnesota was up 3-1 in the third inning with a man on second base and no out. So you're looking at hopefully you can get a 4-1 lead, and you're getting a half run in that situation. It should be easy. But Pelfrey is soft as Charmin and got exploded on. I believe he ended up with maybe giving up 10 earned runs over the first five innings on the road. So, I mean, that was a frustrating win. When you're looking up at a 3-1 third inning game and you're getting a half a run, that's got to be 90% in your pocket, and we didn't even come close to covering that. Next game was Chris Archer versus the Shark. He had a 2-1 lead and a two out base hit tied it up at two. The Tampa Bay Rays in the bottom of the fifth got two guys on, and LaGuardia couldn't punch some guy home, so that was a 2-2 push, which we had on the run line, which gave us a loss. Again, that is corrected and will be changed in the future. We tried to get that juice down to minus 115 as opposed to paying like minus 155. We'll take the minus 155 and a push all day long over the low juice loss. So that is a correction we made also. Next game, New York Yankees, Fat T.C. Sabathia out there. He is straight up, folks, cooked. You will not see Donnie Wrightside on CC Sabathia for the rest of his career. He does not have an out pitch. He hangs curveballs in there, and he has no game. I mean, if you remember a couple years back, even as far as, let's just say, 2008, 2009 with that big contract, he was a horse on the mound who has now turned in and should be sent to the glue factory for what he does. The Yankees strike early versus Tillman, who's another gas can, 2-0 right away. Figured we had a good shot at that, and they just started. I mean, Nolan Reimold's getting two strike bombs to tie it up at two. Yankees can't score any runs to get to the fifth, and it quickly was executed again in the bottom of the fifth. A two-run blast by Manny Machado sent us to the loss column there on a money line wager. It was cheap at minus 106, but we did lose that one also. Another one, a tough, tough game, which was the St. Louis Cardinals and the Kansas City Royals with Guthrie on the mound, another soft-as-cookie pitcher. 1-0 lead in that one, down 2-1 after three straight singles with two outs, put the guy across A solo blast by Perez gave us a 2-2 tie. We headed to the bottom of the fifth, getting a half of a run. And, of course, Mark Reynolds was either, you know, strike out 10 times in a row with a solo shot. Well, at that time, he hit the solo shot, and we went down. It was a brutal, brutal day on the base pass on Saturday. But as I said, we did correct it ourselves on Sunday. There were four total plays on the card on Sunday. We chose Estrada over the young cat Rodriguez of Boston. Rodriguez has been lights out for Boston. But Toronto is hot, and they were stacking all right-handed batters at him. And surprisingly, as much as I hate Estrada, he had fantastic numbers against that starting nine versus Boston. They didn't hit him real well and obviously jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Ended up, I believe, Estrada melted in the fifth to give up five runs. But when you have a 10-run lead, it's virtually impossible to overtake that. So thank goodness we picked up that win. That started us out at 1-0. Second game, we had the Phillies' first five money line at +130. Cole Hamels was sensational as expected. The Phillies couldn't hit, which pretty much was as expected. So that was a push on the money line. And then we moved over to a guy who is absolutely unhittable right now over the first five innings, and that's Chris Sale, a cheap, cheap line at -130. Carnes is a good pitcher for Tampa, but anytime you can get Sale into the equation there, he has very good numbers against Tampa Bay, and he was absolutely dominant. Now, I'm talking about switching over to a power pitcher that can get somebody out. There was two men on second and third and one out with Longoria, and I believe it was Forsyth up just behind him. Now, put the ball in play. Put the ball in play, and it's a tie, 1-1. I mean, very simple there. Since Sale had a 1-0 lead. Strikes out Longoria, strikes out Forsyth right behind him to get out of that inning. That's what I'm talking about. If you're a soft cookie pitcher like a Pelfrey or Guthrie, you know, you're throwing that sloppy curveball in there that doesn't break so much and gets drilled into the gap. Sale just put that guy away. He was sensational, 12 Ks, but he ended up getting a loss in that game overall, and we're going to review that in just a few moments as well. Final game of the day was Texas. We got down 2-0 right in the first inning. Looks like we were going to chalk that up as a loss, as Martinez might have got hammered around versus Phil Hughes, but we did come back and got a beautiful winner in the bottom of the fifth inning, a 3-2 win, which capped off our 3-0-1 day, which was a lot of fun to have. We really needed that, and that ended the week on an 11 number. But moving over to those power pitcher folks, if you can get them at a cheap number with a decent hitting lineup, it's not a bad wager to place, because when they get in trouble, the biggest thing you can do when getting in trouble is strike the batter out. Because if you're pitching the contact and letting your defense do it, all right, so you give up the 280-foot fly ball. Well, that's a run scored there. Sale shut the door completely. There were two Ks with men on second and third, and that's what it's all about. Now, also yesterday, first five, as I said, we'd like to be a sniper in this situation. If you had taken and you said, hey, Donna, you know what? I don't want to bet the first five today. I'm going to take all your games full game. I think I got confidence in you. It's no big deal. We'll win it anyway. If they win the first five, they'll probably win the game anyway. Not so fast, my friend, as Lee Corso would say. In that Toronto game, you're getting +101 over the first five. Probably getting about +110 over the full game. They handled that fairly easily and won. Now, shifting down to the Hamels-Burnett matchup in Pittsburgh. The Phillies didn't even score a run in 11 innings, lost 1-0. So right off the bat, you would be 1-1. Not so bad. You know, it's just a bad break there. Go to the Chicago White Sox there. 1-0 after five. Put that win in the column. An inning and a half later, blast by Tampa Bay, 2-1. And you know Chicago White Sox have been struggling scoring runs. They lose that game, so you'd have been 1-2. Flip side, let's go down to Texas there. Red hot team versus Phil Hughes. We got the lead 3-2 after six. We're threatening again. Lost. Texas ended up losing that game to Minnesota. So you would have been 1-3 as opposed to 3-0-1. So I can't stress it enough there. That first five innings, be a sniper, man. Bet in the vacuum. It's a lot of fun. You can make a lot of money doing that, and we're going to take advantage of that this evening as well. Let's take a look overall, folks, some dogs and some favorites that you're going to want to take a look tonight in Major League Baseball action. Now, we don't have any official plays yet, but we do have a couple leans. We wrote down seven games that which have potential to be in our final premium card lineup a little bit later today, depending on lineups. Those would be the Chicago White Sox, the Atlanta Braves, the Texas Rangers, Seattle Mariners. That's four dogs right there that we're going to narrow down and hopefully pick two of those out if we find exactly what we like. The favorites tonight, very simple there. Baltimore is going to be a heavy favorite with Chen on the mound over Harang, just for the simple fact is the Phillies will score two runs over nine innings, and that's a lot. Baltimore's been absolutely hot at the plate. They're going to be able to scratch out runs, and Harang has been a gas can over the past few starts. Expect that to continue tonight. The Phillies are just a bad, bad, bad ball club. And they're traveling on the road from Pittsburgh down to Baltimore, which isn't that far, but Baltimore's been home. They're just going to be waiting. And, I mean, they have their, you know, bats sharpened for this one when the Phillies come to town, because you could just put in some work and beat them down, but you don't need to score very many runs to beat the Phillies. So that's another game that we're going to be taking a look at. Also the New York Yankees and also the Kansas City Royals. So if we get into some limited bits of information, taking a look at the Chicago White Sox, it's tough. It's tough betting at Pittsburgh. I know Liriano's been good, but Rodon has fantastic numbers as a young guy. He does his whips, walks to hits, the innings pitch is a little bit high at this point, but you certainly want to check out what he's doing there and getting guys out on the bases. That's a really big dog. So, I mean, if he was somewhere around like, you know, plus 105, plus 110, you might want to touch him, obviously. Liriano should have a good start against this light-hitting White Sox team, which is going to be traveling on the road when, again, Pittsburgh has been waiting on them at home yesterday, fresh off a sweep of the Philadelphia Phillies. So that's definitely one you're going to want to take a look at. Another game on the card, Cincinnati and Detroit. We're probably going to lay off this one. It's just too high. Muscat's not very good for Cincinnati. Cincinnati played last night late. Detroit's at home. Sanchez on the mound, even though he's not very good. But you tend to lean Detroit in that game just because of the simple fact that Cincinnati doesn't have a lot of punch at this point heading into an American League ballpark. You really need that to compete, and certainly you don't have a very good pitcher on the mound to back you up. As we stated previous there, Baltimore, I mean, you're going to be looking at even first five, somewhere around minus 180 in that situation with Chen on the mound. Chen's not a great pitcher. Aaron Harang's been really struggling. But again, it's not even about the two starting pitchers. You could throw, you know, Johnny Smith from low A ball down in Tampa Bay versus the Phillies right now, and he's probably going seven, giving up three hits and maybe one run. I mean, that's just the flat-out reality of that situation. Washington, Tampa Bay, Gio Gonzalez, Erasmo Ramirez, don't really have too much of a feel on that game. Atlanta with Perez and Porcello, you're almost looking at Atlanta just by default. I mean, Porcello, 5.26 ERA, whip almost at 1.5. He's been a disaster, a high-payroll guy. Boston bats really haven't woken up. I know Atlanta took a devastating loss yesterday after being up quite a few runs on the Mets, but you certainly, with that big, big number, it's always worth a look. Toronto bats flying out of there. Mark Burley and versus Noah Syndergaard in that game. Syndergaard's a very interesting option. I mean, his ERA is high. He's a strikeout pitcher. Toronto hasn't seen him before, but to be honest with you folks, I'm not betting against Toronto at this point until those bats cool off. I mean, they are red hot and ready to go. One of our favorites we're going to take a look at is Tanaka. Looks like he ballooned up to be at minus 145, minus 150 versus Kohler. I think if the Yankees put an A lineup out there, they can get the Kohler. Tanaka in that really big ballpark, who's came back off the DL with two fantastic starts. You're definitely going to want to take a look at him a little bit later tonight in that first five. I believe the Yankees will be able to scratch out some runs. And again, it all depends. If you can keep Mike Stanton in the yard, you're going to beat the Marlins. That's really the key to the situation. Pitch around them, walk them. I don't care if there's a man on first and nobody out, walk the guy, because Stanton's going to put that ball into the upper deck, even in Miami. If you walk Stanton, pitch around him, don't let him, or hey, if he hits a solo blast, fine, so be it. Just don't pitch to the guy, and you can certainly beat those Miami Marlins there. Bauer versus Arrieta, Cleveland Cubs, don't really have too much of a lean one way or another there. Another interesting play is the L.A. Dodgers versus the Texas Rangers. Texas is a slight dog at home with Gallardo on the mound versus Freyas. Interesting fact there, Texas home, again, is waiting on the Dodgers. Dodgers played an extra inning game the day before. Would like to get a good look at those lineups, but I think Gallardo, after the past 3 to 4 starts, looks like he's found himself this year, and sometimes those L.A. Dodger bats don't come to play. So let's take a look at that starting lineup, but Texas is definitely high up on there as a nice dog play. Kansas City-Milwaukee with Edison Volquez and Los. We're going to take a good look at Kansas City tonight. Volquez has done very well in his career if you check the numbers versus the Milwaukee Brewers, and if Kansas City hopefully can bring some bats, they had the day off yesterday, maybe they're rested and ready to get after it tonight. Another game we're going to take a look at later on tonight, 10:15, Seattle and San Francisco. T'Juan Walker has rediscovered himself as well, as pitching sensational. San Francisco just can't win any games at home. I know Seattle got brutalized yesterday 13-0 and is traveling on the road, but they're worth a look. They're going to be getting plus money over the first five. They haven't seen T'Juan Walker, so it's definitely something that you're going to want to check out on the radar. So those seven games, folks, that's going to come from our premium card tonight. We haven't finalized those yet until we see some starting lineups a little bit later in the day. Chicago White Sox, Atlanta Braves, Texas, Seattle, Baltimore, Yankees, and the Royals. their plays once again will come from those. If you want to take all seven, good luck. Hopefully go 7-0, but we will not be on all seven. We're hopefully going to narrow that down to a five-play max, but really would like to get that zeroed into three plays, maybe two dogs and one favorite. Folks, been a great time on the show today. Thanks for listening in to Long Shots Radio Monday Major League Baseball Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Check out the website, trendbetting.com. Let's get you on some winners. Let's start this week on fire. Have a good night, guys, tonight. Good luck, and see you on the right side.